I slipped it over her wrist, smiling. "Now you can fly free," I said, standing up and bringing her to me. I held her hand high, the blossoming butter moonlight and orange flames reflected on the dangling metal angel wings as they flew out against the sky. A smile spread across her face. "Have you ever heard the expression, feathers appear when angels are near?" I gripped her shoulders and brought her toward me. "I don't doubt it. You're my angel, Rory, who guided me to the light." Then I whispered in her ear, "My real name's William McKnight." Her eyes widened as she looked up at me. "Is it Irish?" "Yes. And you, what's your actual name?" She smiled. "It really is Rory. I only made up a different last name. I'll use your last name now. Rory McKnight," she said. Then she poked me as she grinned. "I'm Irish, too." We stood together in the silence of the night, but I had more to say. I held on to her tight, the words coming out. "I'll take you back to the hot dog stand and find you a ride with a friendly family. It would be best if you got away from Vegas. The knights and the police will come looking for you." "I don't know. I'm not sitting in a car with crying children and yelling adults. I was a crying child and lived with yelling adults. I'm done with that." I let her go, as much as it hurt me. I turned to the fire and stomped it out before pouring water on top. "I'm giving you a duffel bag." I picked it up off the ground. "There's a phone number inside. An ex-ranger buddy. Call him. He'll help you make a license and other new ID. Rory Riley is dead now. There's enough money in there to carry you for a year, or even two, if you're frugal." I kissed her, not letting my lips linger as I passed the bag. "Couldn't you come with me?" she asked, holding the bag in one of my hands. She looked up at me with those green marble eyes. "I'm not a simple man." "Truth." "I'm not a simple woman, sir." I looked down at our connected hands. "Are you sure about this? I thought you wanted your freedom." "Freedom exists if love is present." She reached up and touched her lips to mine before whispering, "Nothing happens by chance. We belong together." She leaned against my chest, her words wrapping around us. "I was desperate, and Cowboy tricked me into coming to the Knights. You were desperate and needed to find a reason to leave. I provided this."
"You did."
I recognized our truth. A large black bird flew above us. Caw, caw, caw. Another one joined, making two. We looked up as shadow wings spread wide and touched, the birds soaring like one, creating a silhouette against the creamy moon and star-filled sapphire sky. We held hands and walked toward the bike. Together.